All right, everybody find.
That's right. We're looking at the monster.
We're still in Aries. So everybody find Aries.
Well, I'm sorry. We've already looked at the monster. Now. This one right here, Aries. And part of it is the monster. Cassiopeia.
So Taurus was the, when Abraham was born, it was Taurus, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Taurus.
It was already.
Abraham was born at the dawning of the age of Aries, coming out of Taurus.
Yeah, it was changing.
Capricorn?
No, Taurus.
It was Capricorn?
No.
It was changing from Taurus to Aries at the time of his birth.
Okay. Okay.
And Christ was born at the dawning of the age of Pisces.
Then let me make one statement, Ole. I was once again reading the story of Abraham by Ole Anthony, and you said in that story that it was Capricorn, and then it changed into Taurus.
I made a mistake.
Okay. Well, that's all I want to point out.
That's so
okay. All right.
I understand why you don't want to. Don't do any writing.
No, that's not the reason. I do a lot of writing. Have you ever read all the last words?
I've read all those. I print them out and
all right.
In the folder.
Aries. The age of Aries was, again, it's when prior to Aries, all of the symbols in the various temples around the world were the bull. And that's why in the temple that Abraham destroyed, Nimrod's temple, it had 500 idols. And then he took an axe handle and broke 499 of the idols and then set the axe handle in the arms of the figure representing Taurus, which had the body of a man and the head of a bull. And so Nimrod got a little peeved at him and kicked he and his father out of the country. So.
Is that scripture or is that tradition or some kind?
That's
Talmud.
Talmud.
Talmud, yeah.
But anyway, Aries has three decans. The first one is what?
Cetus?
No. The band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The second one is Cetus.
I didn't know they were numbered in order.
Huh?
I didn't know they were numbered in order.
They are.
Okay.
And the last one is Perseus. I'm just struck by the number of symbols there are for Satan. We'll talk about it. There's Cetus, there's the snake, there's the Draco, the dragon, there's the scorpion. There's more than one snake. And we'll get some more later, and we'll find out tonight why there are so many different symbols for Satan and why he's described in so many different ways. He's described as a roaring lion. He's described as a that goes about seeking whom he may destroy. He's described as a subtle serpent. He's described as an angel of light. And so his name comes from light. I mean, as Lucifer is the name that he's most known by. And Lucifer means light bearer.
Wow.
And so he was the light bearer. He was supposedly the most beautiful in all of creation before the fall. And we'll see a little bit of that here. So tonight we've studied Aries, we've studied the band, we've studied Cetus, and tonight we start in Perseus. Now Perseus, I'm going to do it a little out of order. Normally we study the myths about Perseus last, but Perseus was the son of Zeus. He had a divine father and a human woman named Danae. And she was impregnated by God with a shower of gold instead of a Holy Spirit. You'll see he battles the Gorgon Medusa. We'll see how he saved Andromeda from the monster and how he then claimed her in marriage. And so it's, you know, all of the, it's the closest, really the closest story to the truth of Christ in the stars. But it, you can see how it got perverted. Anyhow, let's look at, in Hebrew, his name is Peretz, or Paratz, and it means the breaker. And so we're going to look at a scripture that talks about this, the breaker. Let's go to Micah. Micah is a minor prophet. It's Amos, Jonah, Micah.
Did you say his name was Haaretz, like Haaretz? Haaretz, okay.
P-A-R or P-E-R-E-T-Z. Micah, in Micah 2, it says, I will surely assemble, and he's talking about gathering of the remnant, gathering of the bride's people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. And so this, and there's other indications where Christ is called something similar to the breaker, but he breaks the bonds of imprisonment, he breaks down the doors that are holding us hostage. He breaks up pride that keeps us from humility. He breaks all the things that keeps us from total redemption and deliverance. But here, and to make this analogous to the stars, the sheepfold, the two, the greater sheepfold and the lesser sheepfold are in the stars, but they're what we know them as the Big and Little Dipper. The greater sheepfold was the Big Dipper, and the lesser sheepfold was the Little Dipper. And so, those are what's talked about here. The sheep, I'll gather them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. Anyway, that's where breaker's used. His Greek name is Perseus, which also means the breaker. His Egyptian name is Kar Knem. It means he who fights and subdues. And the Persian name is Bershuash, which also means the breaker. And let's look at the map and see the different names of the stars here. In his waist, can you everybody find Perseus in the first place? In his waist, you probably, I don't know if you can read it, it's a star called Merfak, M-I-R-F-A-K. And it means he who helps, or he who succors. And his right shoulder, there's this star called, the star named Al-Ghaneb. And it means he who carries away. And his left foot is Athik, A-T-H-I-K. It means he who breaks. Now, notice, in his right hand he has the great sword. And in myth, that's the sword made of diamonds. It's called the sword of Adamite. And in his left hand, he's holding the head of Medusa. And we'll get into her in a minute. Now, Medusa's head, the Hebrew word for Medusa means trodden underfoot. In the ancient Hebrew star maps, he was called Rosh Satan, head of the opposer. In Arabic, he's called Al-Oneh, the subdued. And in another star map, he's called Al-Ghul, the evil spirit. So, but Rosh Satan, the head of the oppressor, is the name of the... Medusa was one of three Gorgon. And the Gorgon were these weird creatures. Initially, Medusa was this beautiful woman that was so completely prideful of her hair. Does this sound familiar?
Don't look at me.
No, but Zeus, or no, it wasn't Zeus, it was Athena turned her hair into serpents to humble her. And she rebelled totally and became the enemy of God. Or it rebelled, I should say. Let's everybody find Andromeda. Everybody find Andromeda? Nick, did you find Andromeda?
You can't miss it on this one.
All right. Andromeda in the myth. Andromeda is chained to a rock in the seashore. And she was put there out of jealousy. It's a long story, which I won't go into. And she was going to be the fish food for Cetus. And Perseus, in his great quest, the idea of Medusa is interesting. Medusa, whoever looked upon Medusa, they were turned into stone. I don't know if you remember that from your childhood studies. Now, what he did when he cut off her head, then he vanquished all his other enemies by using Medusa, the head of Medusa, when they gazed on her, to turn them into stone. And so he bruised the head of Medusa, which is what bruise means in Genesis 3.
It probably sounds corny, but I remember in the song, John's, one of the Hallel, those who trust it, the idols will become, and they turn into stone.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, Zeus gave him a helmet of invisibility in order to go on this quest to... That's a whole other story. One of the gods tricked him into going on this quest to gain the head of Medusa. And so he then, and Zeus knew it was a trick because Zeus didn't want Perseus turned into stone because it was his son. And so Zeus gave him two things. The helmet of invisibility and this adamantine sword, which is, the ancients said it was made of diamonds. And the god Hermes loaned him his winged sandals to fly. And then Athena gave him a polished shield. And he was able to cut off the head of the Gorgon, Medusa, by only looking at her through the mirror image of her, which didn't have the power to turn anybody into stone. The polished shield was what he saw. He looked only at the shield, and then he cut off the head of it. And then he used that Medusa's head to defeat all his enemies. And it's sort of in a way that it stretches a little bit, but God uses our brain to bring us to emptiness and vanity. And so it's the same kind of thing, and he hopefully doesn't turn our hearts to stone in the process. He saved Andromeda from the monster Cetus and claimed her in marriage. And again, this is just the perverted story of Christ and the bride. Let's go back to Micah. I'm going to show you some stuff in Micah. Everybody find Micah? Go to chapter 4 of Micah. Everybody remember what it means in the last days, what that means? Or in that day, or in the last day.
In the day that we see the mystery?
In reality, it means the day you are no longer subject to time. And so that day has been all through history. But now, it's no question, it's the last day now. The last days. It shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the time. In the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it. Now, I want you to imagine how people could possibly flow into something on top of a mountain. The only way you can flow into the New Jerusalem is if we see this as the New Jerusalem, and we flow into it by emptying ourselves of all weight, so there's not the weight of a feather on us, and we flow into the New Jerusalem because that's our home. That's our only city of birth. Our city of birth is no longer Brooklyn or Dallas or wherever you guys were born. It's not Minnesota. Our only city of birth is the New Jerusalem. And being born again doesn't mean born again. The word for again there is the Greek word that means from above. So, and the earth is no longer our city of birth. Our city of birth, the only one we pay homage to, is the New Jerusalem. The Jerusalem which is above, which is the mother of us all. Amen?
So when Christ told Nicodemus he must be born again,
he said must be born from above. Every time you see the word again with regard to born again, it means from above, or its actual meaning means from the first estate. In other words, you must have been with him from the beginning. And the real you has been with him from the beginning, because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? All right. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. Now the top of the mountains means above in rank all mountains. It doesn't mean height. in the New Testament, most of the time when it says above and the high place of His holiness, it means the place that's highest in rank. It doesn't mean go climb a mountain. And the place that's highest in all ranking is the New Jerusalem. Or what some people call it heaven or paradise. All right? And people shall flow in it, into it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Anyway, all of Micah is really neat. It's all about the New Jerusalem. Let's look at that one other way. Look at Psalm 48. Anybody there? This first, the first couple verses. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, actually the high place of His holiness, beautiful for every situation. And I'm targeting here, but it's the joy of the entire earth. Is this Mount Zion, the new Jerusalem, shrouded in a mystery, the city of the great King? And that's what that literally says.
The sides of the north is that shrouded in a mystery.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for every possible situation you can be in. The joy of the entire earth. Is this Mount Zion, the new Jerusalem, the city of our great King, shrouded in a mystery? Amen?
Amen.
Otherwise, that used to bug the hell out of me. What the hell does sides of the north mean? Finally, it bugged me enough to figure out what it meant. So, shrouded in mystery, the city of the great King, the New Jerusalem. Can we look at some New Jerusalem scriptures just for the kicks? Because this is important. Let's go to Galatians 4. Well, I have just one verse. My little children, of whom I travail in birth. No, it's more than one verse. Until Christ be formed in you. And then he goes, that's again. But down in verse 26, the Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. Our only mother. Then go to Hebrews chapter 12. First and 11. Verse 11, and it went through all of the chapter 11. All of these guys, it talks about their faith, and then it says, all died in faith, not having received the promise in verse 13, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a better country. Now to go over to, and they truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity of return. But now they seek a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed, etc. One more verse. chapter 12. Verse 21. So terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly quake in fear. Fear and quake. But you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of saints. So I know you have to go. But this is a general picture of Perseus. And now claimed the he's now betrothed to the bride, to Andromeda, the chain, the woman that was chained. This is we are betrothed.
Pete, you're gonna have a list of things for me?
Mm-hmm.
That way there's no more conversation. I can just say, hey, here's the list. This is what Pete needs, and it's done.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, right. Knees feel real good, boy.
You gotta go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor. I know what he's gonna say to me when he sees me.
No, he's not. He's not going to say that.
You're dreaming.
All right, Josh.
I know.
Josh, just like that. I feel a little under, brother. I feel a little under. I don't want you, you know. Oh. I'm not like Oldie. I'm mindful of other
go
people.
Go take some Zycam.
All right, Oldie. See you. Pete's a heroic personality.
Oh, yeah. Barry was asking you. Were you
now we can now that he's gone, we can get down to the secret Zohar stuff.
Hey, Pete, I'm not coming to work tomorrow. Friday, I'll see you for the list.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. One of the rarest phenomenon in the astral world is stars that are variable in intensity. But go from magnitude, you know, the first magnitude stars are the brightest. They all go all the way down to the fourth magnitude, and sometimes go up to the fourth, and then go back and forth and back and forth. The only two that I know about, one is in the head of Medusa, and the other was in the neck of Cetus. Excuse me, the one in the neck of Cetus is named Mira, M-I-R-A, and the Algol in the head of Medusa is the other. They're both very bright and they continually change, and it's a fed emblem for the enemy because he constantly changes, and that's why I think, and maybe as we find more, and you know, as the astronomy gets more and more developed, or cosmology probably, that they're going to see more stars that are like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're in these other symbols.
That's
the variableness.
And which one is it in Cetus?
In Cetus, excuse me. Mira in the neck of Cetus, M-I-R-A.
Okay. Now, and when you talk about it, Medusa, is that in her head?
And Medusa's, the head of Medusa, is Al-Gol, G-O-L.
By contrast, our sun is so constant, I mean, at least from our perspective.
Oh, yeah. I think that's enough for tonight. We'll start on the next, on Taurus next time. Anybody have any thoughts or questions?
I've got an unrelated question. I don't know if you want it on the table.
Yeah, that's fine. Anything.
You look at the Dallas News.